I'm John Batchelor with James Holland. His new book is Burma 44, The Battle That Turned World War II in the East. The Japanese side. The Japanese Imperial Army is on a winning streak and disdains the British Army. They've broken them every time they've come up against them, most notably at Singapore. But all the battles, the Japanese assume the British will run when they're hit hard by the Japanese infantry, combined with their air, the Zeros and the Oscars. The air is part of this battle. We're going to, though, attend to what we know about the Japanese intentions. This is the 15th Army, and it comes to a plan called Yugo, which is to invade Assam, a part of Burma, India, the Bengal side. This is all Bangladesh and Myanmar now, but that, in those days it was Burma and India. They're going to invade Yugo, the Japanese Imperial Army. And the plans are displayed to Tojo, the prime minister and militant hawk, who will be hanged by the Allies after the war as a war criminal. At this point, however, Tojo is the absolute supreme commander of decisions being made as both prime minister and the head of the army. And he approves of the Yugo plan. It comes to the Japanese 28th Army, a man named Sakurai, and then it comes to the 55th Infantry Group, and then it comes to a local commander. Important, all these numbers, is that these are fighting generals and fighting troops. James, explain how it is that the British saw the Japanese at this point as robots, as strongmen. How did they picture them in their minds?
Well, you have to remember that Britain has suffered this, you know, incredibly humiliating defeat at the hands of the Japanese, first in Malaya, then in Singapore, and then in Burma. And the final retreat from Burma is they get across the Shenam Saddle in the kind of northeast of Burma, into India, across the Irrawaddy in the end of May 1942. And the kind of the Burma Corps is saved for another day. And But from a Japanese point of view, you know, they've got all of everything they need. You know, the whole point about going to Burma and to Malaya is so that you get resources. And one of the problems is the same principle that, you know, which sends Nazi Germany into the Soviet Union. You know, they haven't got enough themselves, so they need to go and get them, which is, you know, they're losing in the late 1930s, and or they're not winning, put it that way, in China, and China is running out of steam, and that's where they're hoping to get all their resources from. So they're now having to go further afield, which is what's prompted the kind of attack on Pearl Harbor. It's what attacked, you know, the Dutch East Indies, and attack on British possessions in Hong Kong and Malaya and Singapore and Burma and all the rest of it. You know, this is what this is all about. It's about having a sphere of influence where you can go and get all the resources you need, which then enables you to kind of be this new kind of power in the whole of the Pacific Southeast Asian region. That's what they're trying to do, and they got into Burma and all the rest of it. So, but they have nothing but contempt for virtually anyone who is not themselves. And the bottom line is, though, is that they've sort of stood still. They've had these great successes, and they now think that their enemy is going to stand still as well and not learn from these successes. You know, learn from the defeats that they've suffered. And the British Army, or the Indian Army, I should say, that they're about to come up against at the beginning of 1944 is very different to the one that they've been fighting in the Arakan just a year earlier. So the British then attacked again in the winter of 1942 into 1943 and got absolutely nowhere. So they, you know, from a Japanese point of view, they just think it's same old, same old. They don't think the British have changed, or the leopard can change its spots, but they have. So there's a kind of, you know, there's arrogance there, there's hubris there, most definitely, in their plans. And also, they're not all singing from the same hymn sheet, because the commander of the 15th Army is a chap called General Renya Mutaguchi. And Mutaguchi thinks that, you know, he can get into the plain of Imphal in what is now Manipur State in northeast India, you know, from Burma, and then drive on up to Kohima, and then to Dimapur, which is the main railhead by the Brahmaputra River, which is then the kind of way into Assam, which is where all the American airfields are and Allied airfields, which are doing the crossings over the hump, as the Himalayas is known. And this is the flying in supplies to Chiang Kai-shek's nationalists at Chongqing in China. So you're talking about connections. This is how it's all connected. And so Mutaguchi thinks, well, if I get in there, then I can get up to Dimapur, then I can spark revolt against the British in Bengal. The whole of the British Raj will collapse like a deck of cards. And that then gives us a chance to kind of, you know, improve our situation in China. And maybe we can then turn the entire war and everyone will be forever in my debt. Now, it's fair to say that, not everyone is kind of singing from the same hymn sheet as that, and not quite as ambitious as him. But they do see the point, they do see the threat of British incursions into Burma again, and they want to go back into India enough to be able to stop that and have a strong enough counterattack in the Arakan in northwest Burma to, again, make sure that Britain doesn't come through, the Indian army doesn't come through, down through from what is now Bangladesh, what was then part of Bengal, in northwest Burma. And again in northeast Burma. So that's their overall plan. And they see this as a two-fisted punch. So Yugo is the attack on Imphal to Kohima and up to Dimapur. That's the main effort with the Japanese 15th Army under Mutaguchi. But a secondary effort is the first punch, which is on the left flank. And this is in the Arakan. And this is to kind of wrong foot the British and to get them to draw troops away from the main effort, Yugo, from around Imphal. So what they're hoping to do is do an encirclement around the 7th Indian Division, which is positioned on the right-hand eastern side of this north-south running spine of hills called the Mayu Range. Then cross over the Mayu Range and get in behind the 5th Indian Division, which is on a parallel with the 7th Indian Division, but on the coast. So between the Mayu Range and the coast of...
30 seconds, James, 30 seconds. The plan is called Yugo generally, the assault of India. But Hago is the one we're...
Hago is the,
And when
it's
we
the specific
back,
one.
We're back to the tent with Messervy, now at the center of all of these expectations. In fact, Mutaguchi, the man with this vision, fired the shot at the Marco Polo Bridge in 1937 that started the war with Japan, so he believes he's a man of destiny. James Holland is the author. Burma 44 is the book. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.